I call the meeting to order. Clay Street Cemetery Commission, July...
Second.
If you could call the roll, please.
It's George Dalton, not here. Jess Desmond?
Here.
Aldine Kilborn?
Here.
Janet Richardson?
Here.
Julie Jones?
Here.
Karen Erickson?
Here.
Amy Stratman?
Here.
Jeremiah Cotter is on Zoom, and I'm here.
We have a quorum. I need approval of the regular meeting minutes from June 4th. Did anybody see any errors? Any corrections?
Just one wee thing. Who was it? Sorry, I lost it. No big deal, but I didn't want to blame all the crosses that got damaged on the mower. It was a moose involved as well.
Yes. Anybody else have something to add to the minutes?
I can update that before it's finalized in the system, if you like.
Okay.
Oh, unfinished business.
Move to approve the minutes as amended. How about that? I don't know if that's a real amendment, but...
I'll second.
Okay. Moved and seconded to approve the minutes from June 4th. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, passes. Agenda. Does anybody see anything that needs to be added? If not, can I get a motion to approve the agenda as submitted?
So moved, Janet.
Second.
All approved. Approving the agenda as presented?
Say,
aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, we're going to go with this agenda. Citizens' comments. I don't see any citizens here. I know that we've gotten someone asking for information.
That would be communication to the commission.
Oh, okay. So anyway, moving on to communications to the commission, we had email asking for information about
Flora McGlone, and I responded to him since I had started researching her this past year, and actually by what he said in his email, he's helped me a lot because I found nothing on her because she died before the 1910 census and before death certificates.
Can you repeat her name, please, Janet?
Flora McGlone. And the gentleman responded to say thank you very much, so we'll work together and we'll figure it out.
Thank you for doing that.
Events and public relations, the only comment I would make is we still have the Memorial Day flags and
wreaths
sitting there, and I called about them. Nobody has come to pick them up, and my feeling is if they're not going to pick them up within the next 2 weeks, they should go in the garbage because they're just there, and they're getting ruined anyway with the weather. And, but I just want it reported that, you know, we did pick them up, but nobody has come to get them, even though they said they would. June 12th, we had Dusty and Greg and their group from Eielson. I believe they placed 30 markers.
Between them and the Masonic group that came and did their section.
Which wasn't as many as we'd hoped, but again, that was 30 more that got put in that we didn't have to do ourselves.
But that was our first big work party, and we learned that the tools were very dull.
Yeah.
So
next year they need to be sharpened before they show up.
We took them to get sharpened after that event, and the next week went a lot more smoothly.
Oh, amazingly so.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like the the difference between having a knife and a fork. I don't know how to explain it. But
and this was our first time using the new gravel system. Jeremiah Cotter had the Public Works brought out the pile of gravel, and we're using the small buckets. And I personally really like it. We can put as much or as little gravel in the buckets as appropriate for lifting. All the other bags were 60-pound bags, and it was a money saver. So I like the system, and I think it's working for us.
Yeah,
I just wanted to comment on that.
I would totally agree. Although looking today, I am a bit concerned that the bags that are from last year, if they don't get used up this year to sit there all winter, and then that they should get used up. But there's not that many of them, so. But I totally agree. It's so much easier with those buckets, and you don't have to put any more than you can carry into them. So
we've got 8 markers left to get in. 2 haven't been started at all, and then 6 have the holes dug. So
wow, that was fast.
Out of 91, so
we're making some progress.
And let me tell you, yesterday was so hot. About killed us.
Literally. How late did you stay, Julie?
4:30, I think.
Oh, gosh.
Well, we were so late, so we stayed till 4:30. But anything that Amy had dug holes, we went ahead and finished. But not necessarily gluing down the final marker, but they were all set.
Yeah, we
did. So Aldine and Amy and I did the 6 headstones this morning.
Okay, wow. Congratulations.
So there's 8...
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Get to work, girls. Get to work, ladies. We got to order more.
All right. Yeah. Financial update, reimbursement for Julie. We need a motion to reimburse her for getting those sharpened.
It was $36 to have all of the edging tools sharpened, and it was well worth it.
Yeah.
I move to approve reimbursement for edging tool sharpener for Julie Jones.
Second, Amy.
It's Festival Fairbanks.
Our Festival
that paid for
Fairbanks.
It, yeah. So.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Anybody opposed? Okay. And so you want it made out to Festival
Fairbanks.
Fairbanks, okay?
Correct.
Unfinished business. Cemetery grounds maintenance. I don't really know exactly how this came about, but we have Tim there today and yesterday, and it's absolutely amazing that he's there for the day, and he basically gets the mowing done because he's not called away, and he gets edging done, and it looks absolutely awesome.
Yeah,
so we really appreciate that,
yeah,
Jeremiah.
Poor Alex just get pulled away, and you can't get it done.
I think I have a little bit of concern still that there is a bag to pick it up with, but it's just stored there. There's nothing to hook it onto the back of the, because somebody took off the hitch that was on the back of it, and the old one, or the one that was with it before, went away, and now we have this one. And again, we're just climbing over it and jabbing our knees into it, and anyway, I'm not quite sure what the purpose of it being there if it's not going to get used. Personally, I wish that it got used simply because the grass then isn't laying all over the grounds, but
and it doesn't spread the dandelions.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, do you know why they don't use the grass catcher?
No, they just said that they don't use it. Well, I... They also said that it takes more time if they use the grass catcher.
Mm-hmm.
So since they're trying to save time, they're not using the grass catcher. Of course, that's also why they need to cut more often and more frequently so that it doesn't put the large clumps down.
Mm-hmm.
That was being stated from before.
Yeah.
I guess my real concern it would be is I don't know whether it was Weed and Feed, what it was, but anyway, that was there from last fall, because I spread that, and it's worked in the area that I could spread it, but again, it doesn't cover a long a large area particularly. I put some more out in one section of the moose because I had leftover from my lawn this morning, and so I did three rows of that. But I guess I just, it's so frustrating with all those dandelions because they just come up and they stay, and then they get cut, and they're just like everywhere.
So we just got some more weed and feed too. So Alex is going to be weed and feeding the cemetery as well.
Oh, super!
Great.
Hopefully, okay. Get rid of those dandelions or at least cut them down a lot.
Well, just if you cut them down, I mean, it just makes such a difference. Right now, I think there's more dandelions than there is grass out there, at least in certain spots.
Yeah. And at least now, I think they're done with their life cycle, so it should be a lot more manageable.
Otherwise, does anybody else have something? Yeah.
Does anyone have plans to do any maintenance work on the weekends? Because that's when I have free time.
But you're welcome to go out there, Jesse, and do whatever. That's edging or whatever, but we don't.
I don't know how to do any of the headstone stuff, so I'm not willing to mess with that because I have no experience with that.
But I'd be happy to meet you out there and show you just stuff you could do.
That you could do on the weekend.
I just don't know where everyone's at with stuff. Uh-huh. I don't know,
I'd be happy to meet you out there. And
I've gone by a couple times. I'm like, no one's out here. No one's out here right now. And I'm not really sure what to do.
So Tuesday's our big work day with Festival Fairbanks folks.
Help.
And then,
I've
been out there,
Tuesday,
like blowing off markers because the grass clippings get on the markers, and I walk behind them and blow them off with a leaf blower. I'd be happy to meet you out there.
Expect it this weekend because I know it's a holiday weekend. But,
special.
I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
It just means I have an extra dog this weekend, so.
That would be great.
Yeah, it would be, especially just things like what Janet's talking about, getting the grass off of the markers. And there's clumps that are this much
amazing.
That you can't even see a marker.
Right.
Because there's so much grass there.
Mm-hmm. Like I unearthed an entire slab yesterday, like huge. And it, because all the clippings over the years get on it, and that makes dirt, which makes grass, and there's just
you
markers
can't even tell.
Just covered with, we just don't have tons of time to.
Do we ever edge around
mm-hmm.
that
oh, yeah.
stuff to, okay.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because we both it. Brought our own edgers.
So many. Yeah, I'd have to bring in an edger or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's mm-hmm. great. Let's see.
The gate.
Maintenance and repair of the cemetery gate. The biggest problem, Jeremiah, is that when you move the south part of the gate, the one on the right, if you're facing, mm-hmm. if you're in the cemetery and you're opening it, it is so hard to turn, to make it move, and we don't know why. So, but there is a gate. I mean, the lock on it works just fine, and the left side or the north side, it opens just fine. And we don't know whether it's bent. We don't know what's wrong with it.
It could be because it's binding because it's loose on the pillar. I was told that the support that goes to the pillar was loose, and that's the biggest repair that we're still trying to find somebody to do.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if once we fix that, if it'll quit binding it, because that's what it sounds like is happening, is it's getting bound because it's not straight up and down.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It should be.
Yeah.
And we haven't gotten anybody to give us a quote yet on the fence companies. I haven't heard from the women in trades that were supposed to get with me.
Yeah, I've reminded her a couple times, and I don't know what's up. I can't make my sister do anything. So, I mean, I can, but it's like a fight.
So we're still waiting for somebody to try to do some repairs.
I oiled it up a little bit, but it didn't help much.
Yeah,
so.
And I sent you that picture about the fence. My only real concern is every once in a while you watch kids go down, and they literally jump at the fence with their feet, and I'm just really concerned that corner that's there where it's not connected, that it's going to eventually break it down more.
Yeah. Anybody's got any other ideas on what we can do in the short term? I'm open for suggestions because right now we're drawing
nobody
blanks. We don't know what to do with it.
I mean, I don't
barricade it off.
My question would be with the chain link fence is that if you had some people that were strong enough to pull it to get it to fit into the caps, I think you might be able to fix it. But I by myself, I couldn't do it. I mean, I just couldn't make it move. So you might go by and look at it, see. The cemetery rat card. Are you still working on that, Jesse?
Yeah, I. This is our busy season of the year since we're in construction, so I kind of have just whatever free time that I have to work on it. So I have some revisions of stuff that I've done. No one has suggested any kind of color scheme, so I have a variety of colors.
It just hits you whether you like it or you don't. I mean, that's how I think when you sent it, that's just, you know, the way it was. It wasn't, how do I put this? It's, you know, each of us has our own favorite colors, but it's not.
I was just trying to pull, like, originally I was just trying to pull colors from the photos that people sent. And I don't know, I did a simplified, you can take a URL and you can, like, scrunch it down so it's real small.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I have on most of these. I have one that has the actual website link, and it's like two lines because it's too big for the rat cards. It'd be easy if it was claystreetcemetery.com, of course, and just redirected to the city's website or something. But it's not. So there's that. And I think that wouldn't cost a whole bunch.
You can't make I don't know what you call this, but where they have those little shortened things, you
a QR code or something?
No,
this is just I just use short URL.
Yeah, short URL, yeah.
Yeah, and the another one is like Bitly, you know, shortens it down.
Yeah,
so.
Because I just ran across that on somebody else's card, and I was like, oh.
Anyway. Yeah, the city has a Bitly account if you need.
Oh, well, I mean, like, this was a free thing, so.
Gotcha. So
I mean, I just used it, so I was like, oh, I don't know if they're going to go with this.
We're also migrating to new, like, whole website platform.
Okay.
And the city did get beat out Arkansas or whatever other Fairbanks exists in the country. They waited too long, and now Fairbanks, Alaska is getting the fairbanks.gov domain. So, that link might change anyway, so before we ever publish anything, just confirm what the new link's going to be regardless.
I mean, if you guys want, I can send these out, like, with PDF and PDF forms so you guys can see them all.
Yeah, if you just send them to Colt, that's fine.
Yeah, send them to him.
Sounds good.
Okay. Because I was like, I don't know, like, I can make these any colors, you know.
I think the one thing is that the old one, and it's like, it's white that has color that comes at you.
Yeah.
And that's, I think what you had was color comes at you.
I had a little bit of both. The first one was white with a little bit of color, and then the others were a little more color-based, and I was like, I don't know what they want. What's attractive? And I was like, there's so much wording on this that it eats up a lot of design space.
Right.
And then to add in photos, that eats up more design space.
Yeah.
And so there's
one
a lot
of the
going
things,
on.
Do you ever go into the Morris Thompson Center and just look at some of the other rat cards that are there for the tourists?
I haven't this year.
I mean, it's just interesting to look at what's there. Some of them are really appealing to me, and others of them I go, I don't think somebody would pick those up just because, I mean, they just don't have the out feel that some of the other ones do. So that's
but
just a suggestion.
I also was looking at, I tried putting in cemetery rat cards, and of course, just to see what other people have done. And most of those were like ghost tours or cemetery tours and that sort of thing. And I didn't see a rat card just for a cemetery. Unless it was like, has someone died? Do you need a plot? Right. You know, like, okay.
Trying to sell you something.
Yeah. Because even in Dawson, when we went a couple of weeks ago, theirs is a fold out.
It's like a little mini brochure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting, but it's very expensive.
Very expensive to have. So anyway,
I'm playing with it and I'm like, man, did this just get uglier? I don't know.
Well, all you can do is just keep working at it since you're doing it. So, okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Additional White Cross replacements.
They're coming.
All right, placement of the Vachon information board. Amy and I were out there and held it up again. And Colt, I can't remember if I sent you pictures of what we wanted. Do you have those pictures at all that you can put up on the screen?
Yeah, they were at the last meeting.
Yeah, we had them at the last meeting. Did you want to go over them again?
Well, yeah, so that we can ask Jeremiah, because the concern is you would have to cut down the post that it will be attached to, because the other one is going to be up high, that's right along the road, and it's marked with an X, and it can be put up as soon as you can get at it. But the Vachon one needs to go low.
We had a couple emails around that same time. The one that you sent me that the morning of?
Yeah, I think so.
When you're not on this computer and suddenly you sign in, it's going to send all your reminders from the last 30 days. this was... No, we're getting pretty old now.
Or did I send them to you?
No, I think I sent them. Well, you might have too. I don't know.
No. Oh, maybe I put it... Here.
I think I sent them because I took the pictures.
Did you?
Yeah. It would have been me because I took the pictures.
I have the pictures on my phone. Did you send?
Sorry. I'm on autopilot over here.
She sent it on May 20th.
Aha. Yeah, right there. Jeremiah, can you see that?
Not yet.
Okay.
I think I got to share screen. Hold on. That.
Okay, the one on the left is what we want it to be, right? So that the post is as close as you can get it so that they can mow back there. The one on the right is not, we don't want it away from it. We want to get it as close to the marker, the
monument.
The monument that says Vachon on it, which is what I'm doing on the left. And just have a very slight space between the concrete block or the monument, and like I'm holding it there.
So you'd have to cut the post down that came with it.
Does that make sense?
Okay. So there's a post there that we have to cut down? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Correct. It's in a box that's in the shed.
So there's two signs and two posts, and the one sign's going on the other, on the north side of the cemetery, and I've
on the road.
And I put a
piece on the road with the X that you guys put. And
yes.
Then the other one is going right here, but the post needs to be cut down to the height of the picture on the left.
Correct. Yes.
Relatively.
Okay.
Yeah, relatively. And that marker's on the south side.
Okay.
The box with the two signs is sitting on the top shelf of the right side of the shed, and then the posts are in a big tall thing that's right in front of the...
And then there's a third box with a mount.
Oh, yeah, the mounters, whatever.
They go on the back of the sign, right?
They go on the back of the sign, yeah. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. Elks plot information. As far as I know, we have no more information.
I spoke to Keith Blanchard, and I apologize for keep bugging him. He said that his daughter had moved, and a bunch of stuff has moved around, but he was still going to look for the
thumb drive.
But he also said that he would email, what's her name?
Lynn Immel.
Lynn Immel, and ask for it again. And he asked me why we just couldn't get it from her, and I said because she won't give it to us.
Exactly.
And he is the head of the lodge here. Keith is. He's the head officer.
And
so,
doesn't even live in Alaska anymore. Prior exalted leader has been calling her, and she has not been returning his calls.
Yes, but we have the correct email, and we have the correct phone number for her.
And he's very passionate about why these records were even taken out of the lodge in the first place.
And especially out of the state, too.
So, I mean, but they can't get her to respond. So,
and that's,
hopefully she'll respond to Keith because she entrusted him with the thing, the thumb drive. But why they would take it off property or not make a copy and leave it in the office is beyond my comprehension.
Yeah.
I don't know either. Anyway, thank you. New business. Anybody have something that they want to add?
I just want to say that Aldine and Janet are going to be gone on the next two Tuesdays. And are you out of town all week? I guess I wanted to get clear on that. So it's not a matter of just changing our work day.
No.
Okay.
Well, I'll be in Dawson all week, and then the next week I'll be in Manly, just Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay.
I am coming back from the Manelik from Kobuk on Tuesday. So okay. Then I'm, that's the 15th. So I'm here on the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th.
So what's going to happen the next two Tuesdays is my crew will go out and we will start working on lifting the markers. That's what we're going to focus on.
I was thinking if you guys could finish up those.
The last eight markers. Sure.
Yeah, to just dig the holes even for us.
Especially Nick. He does such a perfect job.
He does.
That sounds good.
The only request is that you use the string. Yes, please.
We'll do it.
And then if you're done with that, start lifting those markers.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Because when we come back, then like we put the rest of the headstones down and be done.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Julie.
Yes, thank you.
Open agenda, anybody? Jeremiah, do you have anything that you want to add? Next meeting?
I brought up the bench repair to Roy. With the photos that I was sent of that bench, and he believes he can repair it like he repaired the other bench.
Wonderful.
Beforehand.
Oh, super.
We're just waiting for the time to be able to do that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's great. The other bench looks great.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Roy.
Yes.
Yay, Roy.
Okay, our next meeting date is August 6th. Anybody not going to be here for it?
Well, I should be able to be there.
Okay. Otherwise, we are adjourned. It's 5:30.
Good job.
Thank you.